What's going on, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition. I told you this is going to be a lot more about baseball coming up as we get a day closer to K-State taking on TCU in the Big 12 tournament in Oklahoma City. That is going to be tomorrow afternoon, 12:30 down there. And OKC, and after the series against TCU, the three-game set, the finale here at Twitten Family Stadium, folks, which K-State took the series 2-1, obviously, there. They needed that, and yours truly said they needed to take 2 games. 2 K-State players were named Big 12, or actually a couple, yeah, Big 12 weekly awards they took home, and these two were obviously, Jordan Wicks was one of them, as well, and Cameron Thompson. Remember, TCU, I know it said on a daily, TCU was ranked 12th. I apologize about that. TCU was ranked in the top 5 going into that series over there. And K-State just took care of business at home once again. This was announced yesterday, as according to this podcast, on this early Tuesday overcast morning here in the MHK, folks. Cameron Thompson, his line in TCU series, batting over 600 slugging percentage as well. And that was the second series over, yeah, like I said, in the previous daily that I recorded, which that will be out here. Should be out today as well, obviously, with me getting ready for vacation. These are getting mixed up a little bit, so bear with me. But I promise you, these will be out this week or prior to the Cats taking on TCU. But anyways, going back to that real quick. Yeah, K-State beat a top 5 ranked opponent for the second time this year. Going back to Thompson's line anyways, Cameron Thompson, 5 extra base hits, including 2 home runs to lead the league in slugging. The 5th year senior produced multiple hits in all 3 games against TCU. Capped off, he went 4-for-5, including driving in 3 RBIs in the rubber game in that series Saturday afternoon. And of course, Thompson's final hit of the day on senior day was a 2-run double in the bottom of the ninth that was part of a 7-run inning that erased in an 8-4 deficit. That is something that I did not tell you about in the first daily of the week there. The Cats were trailing. I thought it was 8-2 there. And I'm totally expected about that 8-4. Well, they were trailing. They were trailing in the ball game there. And like I said, they could have easily swept. Or not easily, that's the wrong word. They could have potentially swept the 5th-ranked team in the country because they were on the same rally the night before that, but it got cut short. But K-State completed the rally Saturday afternoon with a dramatic 7th-run inning there to knock off and take the series against the 5th-ranked team in the country. Cameron Thompson now moves into first place, or actually tied for first place in career starts at Kansas State, matching Craig Wilson with 236 career starts. Of course, Cameron Thompson is from Pasadena, Texas, and now he is now 4th in program history in career hits, as 8 hits over the weekend pushed him to 274 career hits as a K-State Wildcat. That is some eye-popping stats right there for Cameron Thompson there, and he will look to do the same thing and what matters most in this Big 12 tournament coming up for K-State tomorrow afternoon. Jordan Wicks, we talked about him on the podcast, the weekly edition of the podcast, when we recorded that series after the series opener, which K-State took that game away there. As well as Jordan Wicks was a huge part of that. He almost went 8 innings in that 4-2 victory over TCU on last Thursday night there. Jordan, he struck out 7 and only allowed 5 hits and 2 unearned runs allowed in the game. Wicks, who carded his 7th quality outing in 14 starts this year, put together stretches of 7 and 9 consecutive TCU bats retired in that ball game. And of course, this coming interesting stat here, this came immediately following after he allowed TCU to cross the plate as well. The Conway, Arkansas native now leads the Big 12, obviously in strikeouts, or still leads the team in strikeouts, or the Big 12, excuse me, in strikeouts, getting all crossed up with 109K. That's a K-State single season record. The left-hander, the outstanding left-hander, is currently second on the Wildcats' all-time strikeout list with 221, and is just three away from becoming the program's leader, and he could definitely do that. I'm pretty sure he's going to be on the mound on Wednesday. Well, again, we'll have a preview of that here, hopefully tomorrow before I head out on vacation. But definitely, I will have my recorder with me. I think my wife's going to bring her laptop as well. So we'll see if I can do some recording while I'm on vacation as well. Of course, I'm going to have some already pre-taped while I'm on vacation as well. Some informative stuff for you guys while I'm gone as well. But that's two Wildcats now getting awards in the conference for their past week's efforts. K-State needed a series after their laid an egg series against KU, which might cost them, might not. But hey, if they can take a two game, if they can beat TCU tomorrow, it will go a long, long ways for them to get there. But they're going to need to make a run here. They're going to get selected to play more postseason baseball. But Cameron Thompson, folks, Wildcat Nation, Cameron Thompson and Jordan Wicks getting Big 12 awards this week for their outstanding performances. The seniors leading the way for K-State to take the series against the fifth-ranked team in the country, the TCU Horned Frogs. Again, K-State gets set. We'll be getting ready to take on the same TCU squad in their first round Big 12 tournament opponent tomorrow afternoon. This is Eddie Greer III. Once again, another Purple Project podcast in the books. Make sure you tell your fellow Wildcat friends about the podcast. Stay tuned for more coverage of K-State Athletics here on Triple P. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.